something.
So,
the only this afternoon, they're going to do the noise. We'll come over at 4. So, I don't think I'll go out for a walk. We'll see. What were you going to say?
So, you said the other day that worship means to give pleasure to someone, give enjoyment to someone. So that's a huge topic when you start to apply it to personal service and all the different categories of how much pleasure gives to Krishna, etc. You know, according to quality. So, and then I was going to ask about this statement in CC that says Krishna's worshipped by the calm Gayatri mantra, for example. So just on that one, how does chanting a mantra give pleasure to him, and what quality gives more pleasure and less, etc. Quality of the chanting.
Krishna gets pleasure, real pleasure, from love. Yome bhakta prayachati. So anything that that you do with love, Kamagatri means you chant his names. You offer food to him. You worship his deity form. Anything that's done with love, that's what gives real pleasure. Rasavaisa. Because Krishna's pleasure seeking, well, actually more rasa, I mean the smell, which is pleasure, and the ingredient of rasa is prema. And the things that evoke prema are just sort of the ingredients, like the mantra and so on. So by chanting his names, and then of course there's different types of love, and according to which have greater ingredients or lesser ingredients. And Kama Gayatri means conjugal love, which has most number of ingredients: servitude, friendship, parental, and conjugal, all included in that one relationship. So it gives greatest pleasure, and that it gives the most all-round pleasure to Krishna. And therefore formal worship, while it's also pleasing, and of course it also has, it also must have love, but the formality dilutes the love. And so it becomes not as powerful as pure love. So pleasing Krishna. Pleasing means Krishna means to do something with love. And if you chant the Kama Gayatri, you chant the Hare Krishna mantra. When it's chanted with love, then it's a different world. And that's what pleases Krishna. Krishna becomes glorified and hears his name called with love. Anyone, when their name is called, it's a different thing when just call someone by name. I don't know, a soldier, and it's something else when it's called with affection. especially in Krishna, is not different than his name, as Meghnam Yathisa. Got a certain degree of love. It may go by different names, but everyone has some bhakti. Bhakti means love, and that bhakti is covered. Love is there in the heart already. Nityasiddha Krishna Prema. So, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, based on how you chant and how much you chant, that love is gradually awakened. So, it becomes manifest. It may be still covered. It's like we give the example of the clouds in the sky. It's very rare the clouds just disappear. All of a sudden, if you go from black clouds, and all of a sudden the clouds have disappeared. No, clouds disappear usually gradually, and that's how the sky becomes clear. Similarly, as all of those things in the heart become first purified, and then, of course, Krishna Surya Samama. Even if the sky is clear at night, you still can't see the sun. The sun has to be up. The sun has to rise by its own desire. So, same thing, when the sky is clear, then love, pure love, will make itself known. By its own will.
So in the same theme about worship and giving pleasure, then Krishna says that the preacher, one who preaches, is very dear, and Lord Shiva says it's the highest worship for one who undergoes trouble to try to give Krishna to others. But still, it's not that we, especially in this kind of way Prabhupada set up, it's not like we just go out preaching from morning till night, but we do sadhana, we take prasad, we worship the deity, we have kirtan, we study. So, is it all one package, or it's like for Narada Muni, his preaching is always, he doesn't need to do sadhana because he's already a siddha. So there's variety in how we give pleasure to Krishna, even neophytes. Do you see what I mean?
Just like the Yuga Dharma, maybe Nam Sankirtan, and therefore that's the best way to please Krishna, even though we may do other things like deity worship and sacrifice. But still, just because it's the best way, it doesn't mean that that's all we do. So best doesn't mean that it's an exclusive best way. It's the one that we place greatest emphasis on. There always has to be a balance in all activities, especially if one is a practicing devotee. Because he's always subject to the influence of modes of nature, and therefore things have to transpire according to the rules and regulations. And one gains protection. And in the absence of that, then even though someone may do the best thing, but that doesn't mean that they're not necessarily going to get victimized by the material energy. For instance, even though I don't think any preachers argue that they should eat, we try to just preach and not take prasadam, then you'll die. So there has to be a real balance. And just because something's most important doesn't mean that you're not supposed to do other things. Eating may be the most important thing in life, because without it you die, but if all you do is you eat, then you also die. Buddhi yoga jayita ubhi sukriti duskriti. Buddhi yoga, Krishna consciousness, is not just about formulas. It's about being intelligent and cultivating one's intelligence, becoming learned. And so that's why Bhagavad Gita concludes like that. Worshipping Krishna with one's intelligence, read Bhagavad Gita, then that's worship, and that pleases Krishna. Krishna's pleased. Mm-hmm. Didn't speak Bhagavad Gita for nothing. Just requires good balance. People should be balanced in their spiritual life. We shouldn't